Let's talk about the game yesterday that, Norm, we talked about yesterday that was huge. We don't preview a ton of Mavericks games, but this one was big because while we all thought about, okay, can you catch Portland? Can you get out of the play-in situation to be one of the top six teams in the conference? You have to worry about the teams behind you and the way the Mavericks have been playing. Memphis was only one loss in the loss column from them, and San Antonio and Golden State's pretty close. So now you're on the road in Memphis, and we thought defensively they had to bring it last night. And for the first few quarters of that game, it looked like the defense was going to let them down because Memphis scored 34 in the first quarter. And then in the third quarter, every time the Mavericks seemed to get close to try to chop into the little lead Memphis would get, then boom, Memphis would score a couple of buckets in a row to push it back to five or something like that. And it just felt like they – the whole entire night, the game was going to be out of reach for Dallas. And then you get into the last minute where they're down five. And I haven't looked up the win probability in this game, but I'm pretty sure it was up in the upper 90s for Memphis towards the back end of that game, up five with about 45, 40 seconds to go. And then Luka gets fouled when they're down three. And you could see Carlisle on the sideline telling him, make both free throws. We're just going to have to play this out. Luka makes the first. He misses the second one. Dorian Finney-Smith hustles to get the foul on Grayson Allen, who is a 90% free throw shooter. He steps to the line. He misses both. Dwight Powell fights off V-Man to get the rebound. And then the magic happens with 1.8 seconds left. Kleber inbounds to Luka. He lets go of that shot. It goes in. I know I was talking to Mike in the pre-show meeting. He said there was no doubt he thought it was a three the whole way. And I thought it was a two-pointer. I thought we were going to overtime because this rare that you let go of a three-point shot and you're underneath the bucket when it goes in. That doesn't happen too often. And that was the case. He was stumbling so forward, splitting the defense to make that shot. What a circus shot to get the Mavericks a pretty important win last night, as they are now only one game behind Portland for the sixth spot in the Western Conference. What an incredible shot that was from Luka.
It was ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. I saw it. I saw it replayed. And on the second replay, I still bet against the Mavericks. that was a ridiculous shot. But it was a ridiculous few seconds. It was ridiculous that Grayson Allen should miss two free throws.
I know.
Not just one, two. I mean, he stands at the line, and I'm figuring game over. And he misses the first. And I thought, well, the Mavericks will have this desperation, Luka desperation, Luka desperation three to tie. And then he misses the second one. I'm telling you, Donnie, we can go the rest of the year and Grayson Allen might not miss back-to-back free throws.
That's true. Everything had to fall in line perfectly for Dallas to win that game, and it did. Just that whole last play sequence is something to, if you haven't seen the replay, so many things to unpack. Because, of course, we all know it's going to Luka. So you have to have a little bit of a ball, not a ball screen because it's out of bounds, a little bit of a screen to try to free him because the focus is on Luka. And when Maxi inbounds the ball to Luka, he doesn't leave out of bounds. He just stays right there. There's only 2 seconds left. Why should I leave? I'm just going to watch and enjoy this play unfold like everyone else. He makes the shot. He's underneath the basket when it goes in. He even has a little delay of a reaction before he stretches out his arms to give the look at me kind of motion. Tim Hardaway Jr. knew from the second it went in, it was a three, and that was ball game because his reaction was just to sprint right to Luka, and he's jumping up and down. His reaction made Dorian Finney-Smith realize that game was over, and he started sprinting. And there's an arm, Norm, in the crowd that's holding out two fingers because he says it's a two, it's a two. Hardaway sees it, and he looks at him and says, That's a three, baby. Shut up. Ball game as they celebrate. It's just so much to unpack, man. It is so great.
Oh, you're right. There's so many elements. And one of the elements was Mark Cuban sitting right there.
Right.
And he comes on the floor. And even Mark isn't sure. You can tell from his face, was that a two or a three? And it, but the shot, if you all haven't seen the shot, if any of you haven't seen the shot, see the shot.
And let's hear, Norm, how the shot sounded on the nationally televised game on ESPN.
Memphis by two, 1.8 remaining. Got to get it in. Here's Luka. Gets it away. It's good! A Doncic dagger!
A Doncic dagger.
Mm-hmm. You know, about 20 years ago, Jim Durham started that, used that word, dagger. That was his word. And now everybody uses that word in NBA broadcasting.
You know, one thing I like is that anytime we see Luka warming up or after a game, I mean, we see the memes and the GIFs. Like, he's always almost goofing around, whether he's dribbling the ball with his feet and then throwing up from behind the backboard. But all this wacky little stuff, like, it's most of it's going to come up. He's going to need these weird shots. Like that super high rainbow ball that he does all the time. Like, and this was basically a borderline trick shot that I think he knocks down because he spends so much time just kind of not goofing off, but just trying everything.
I will bet you sometimes the coaches will say it's fooling around. All right, let's get back. Let's get serious. Let's get back to business. And now you may see more teams doing those shots like that because, okay, you may need it in a game situation.
Right.
You just never know.
Well, wasn't the inventor of stuff like that Steph Curry? I mean, it probably goes back 30 years for all we know. But Steph Curry does a bunch of that stuff. And by the way, Steph Curry's pull-up 32-footers become...
Just right. A normal shot right now, right?
Exactly right.
In the flow of the game.
Like, I don't think Luka's done the over-the-backboard shot yet in a game where, you know, he's going out of bounds right under the basket. But it's going to happen. It's going to happen soon.
Right.
And we're all going to go, whoa, did you see that? And he's like, well, I screw around and practice that pretty much every time we play.
It just lets you know how thin the line is. And I think we already know that, but games like this just will highlight it, how thin the line is from success to failure. Because if that shot doesn't go in, what's the narrative today? You lost a huge game against a team right behind you. You're close to even being on the road for a play-in game, if that's the case. You let so many offensive rebounds happen because V-Man was dominant underneath the boards last night. And while Luka had, I think, 4 points at halftime, he was hitting people right in their shooting motion, right where the ball needed to be. He could have had maybe 18 assists last night, but there were a lot of shots not being made when Luka put it right there. So I'm not saying he was, you know, the greatest last night. He had a really good defender on him, and it showed. And, you know, nights like that are going to happen in the NBA. That's fine. Dylan Brooks is a fine defender, and he made Luka work for pretty much everything he got last night. He got hot in the third quarter, of course, that last shot. But it's a thin line, thin. That would have been heads down, quiet plane ride home because you let one slip away in a tightly contested Western Conference.
Mike, back to your discussion of this being a trick shot, which without question it is, I think, a trick shot. My question to you is, how many times do you practice flying forward trick shots?
I don't know, but
all the other stuff, you know? I don't know how many diving forward threes you practice.
I think it's just the sum of all the weird shots makes you comfortable throwing it in from weird angles and improbable locations. I don't know if he's... Well, you know what? He does so much pump faking and then leaning into stuff. Like, I think he does end up practicing the lean forward shot a little bit, but
I don't know
about the Superman shot that he
hit
last night.
The split two defenders, the memes are great. the new NBA logo is Luka falling forward really? Like that. They had the Smooth Criminal Michael Jackson video leaning forward. It's just great. But, yeah, I think you practice a ton of those crazy shots. I will bet you that may be one of the first times that a shot like that between two guys leaning forward, not looking at the rim, has been attempted. That's a horse shot at its finest.
And with that much momentum going forward, you have to throw it up so gently and oddly. And you're right, Donnie, the fact that he was almost standing under the hoop, watching it go through like from a few feet away.
And even listening to the call, the time the buzzer sounded from when he starts screaming seems like it's forever. And that play was 1.8 seconds. That's how close it was. I think he left his hand at 0.1. And how high of an arc and shot that was to go in the reaction. Listen to it again. Listen for the buzzer and then listen for the reaction and see how long that takes.
Memphis by two, 1.8 remaining. Got to get it in. Here's Luka. Gets it away. It's good. A Doncic dagger.
Nuts. I just got a tweet from Dallas, and he said the win probability was 100% at that moment for Memphis.
That can't be right.
The little chart just said, right now it says 95%. But the line looks like it's really, really close to the 100. And then the reaction of all the Memphis players, shocked and stunned. Morant is right there, and he grabs the ball right off of the rim and kind of looks up like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Valanciunas, are we going to overtime? Like, I think that's what the stall was, because everyone thought it was a two, and I thought it was a two. Like, I had no doubt it was in time. I had a doubt whether it was a two-pointer or not. But incredible.
I love that.
Luka. Luka, Luka, Luka.
So was that only his second official? They had that stat come up.
Buzzer like beater?
Second, yeah.
Like he's probably had
game,
shots
game
to take
ender.
To. Yeah, yeah, I think that is his second
like
game.
Like anyone
ender.
Can even know that.
Was the other one that angled three from about 27 feet?
No, that went into overtime. It was the Clippers in the playoffs.
One
in Atlanta that started Luka Magic took the game to overtime. So, there we go.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So, I mean, that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.